Robbie Bach retired from Microsoft in 2010. Bach was in charge of the division that developed the Xbox video game console. Now he wants to apply some of the lessons from that experience to our democracy. His new book is called Xbox Revisited. Robbie Bach spoke with Ross Reynolds.
Business is one thing. Employees tend to go along with things because they're being paid. In civic life, it's quite a bit different. Citizens owe no financial allegiance to civic leaders necessarily. So what does the Xbox business offer when it comes to dealing with changes in the public realm?
Well, I think the big thing is it we developed a strategy process to fix the Xbox business. And I describe this in the book. And that strategy process, while you can't literally transport it from one business to a civic issue, the basic process works incredibly well. It's a process that's designed to get people to an agreement on a crisp, clear approach to what are often very complex problems. And so while you apply things in a little bit of a different way when you're in a civic environment, the tool, if you will, that's in the tool chest is the same.
Well, your three priorities: communicate a purpose, commit to core principles, establish priorities. Sounds like pretty clear stuff, but maybe you could explain by illustrating. How would you take a civic issue like affordable housing in Seattle, big issue these days?
Sure.
How would you apply those principles to come to some kind of an agreement on that?
Well, so take as an example, in a purpose statement, you want in one sentence to summarize what you're trying to accomplish. So in affordable housing, there's actually a number of different things people want to accomplish through that. Some people just want to keep rents low. That's one type of purpose. Another is provide housing for people who are on the street. That's a different purpose. They're sort of permutations of the same thing, but where you come out on that crisp statement will determine the future of what you develop in terms of pursuing it. And so I think of a purpose statement as a foundation. And if you can't get agreement on that one simple sentence and the focus of what you're going to try to do, you're going to have a heck of a time building a house on top of a weak foundation.
On affordable housing, people have different purposes.
Yeah.
And they might be considered equally valid. But I hear you saying unless they agree on one purpose, it's kind of destined for failure.
Well, I think what has to happen is a purpose has to win out.
Yeah.
And I'm not making a Darwinian statement. I'm just making a practical statement. At some point, people have to decide for the better good, we're going to agree on this direction. You know, you can look at the 520 bridge as another classic example where not getting agreement on purpose probably delayed the project 10 years. And so the whole idea of forcing that issue up front and really having the argument, arguments are okay, really force people to have the public discussion and the public debate and have a direction become the primary focus is really critical.
I'm talking to Robbie Bach. He left Microsoft in 2010 after starting the company's successful foray into video games, the Xbox. See, here's where it falls down for me as I think about it. If you're working on the Xbox, you've kind of got your purposes kind of set up there. You're going to make a successful console game for the video world.
Right.
And there's probably not a lot of debate. There's a whole lot of how you're going to do that and what you're going to do to get there. But your purpose is pretty much set. And when it comes to something in the civic realm,
right,
it gets messier.
I'd actually argue that's not true. I will tell you that in the first version of Xbox, the big black one that started us off, we had no agreed upon purpose. And we had people who thought the purpose was for the company to do better things for Windows, to put a PC in the living room. We had people thought it was a new business and we were going to just be a video game company. And because we lacked focus in our purpose, it created all kinds of problems and the business lost three times as much money as it should have. And so, in fact, even in business, it's actually quite hard to come to agreement on purpose. If you ask the folks at Microsoft today what their purpose was as a company, that would be a real challenge.
Well, when it comes to something like Xbox, you need to convince Bill Gates and Steve Ballmer. So you got two people you've got to convince about the purpose because they were the guys who were going to make the final decision. But a purpose for what you're going to do when it comes to affordable housing in the city or housing in the city or the future or accommodating growth, there's not just two decision makers. There's so many decision makers in so many different areas that could slow down the process or stop the process. How do you kind of bring that all in under one purpose?
Well, let's pick a couple of current issues that are great examples.
Sure.
$15 wage.
Right.
You would have said there was a lot of different ideas and approaches to that. And the mayor, A, declared it was something that was important to his office. He had people in city council who supported that. And then he did something interesting, which is he created a working group. And he told the working group, go sort through all that complexity that you just talked about and come back to us with an idea that wrestles that problem to the ground. So that's an implementation approach to getting these types of things done. I think if you look at a problem and see the complexity and say, oh gosh, I have to design something complex to deal with the problem, you're going to fail. If you instead see a complex problem and say, no, wait, I'm going to step back from the complexity and I'm going to focus on a few simple things to make progress on the problem, then you actually have a chance of being successful. And I think in the $15 wage case, regardless of how you come out on that issue, the people who pursued that campaign were very focused. They knew a few things that they wanted to make sure got done and that were incredibly important to the campaign. And that led to what sounded like a complex idea becoming very simple. A significant amount of what needs to happen in our civic organizations doesn't have to come from government. We can make a lot of progress in government-private partnerships. We can make a lot of progress in government community organization processes. I mean, much of what happened, just to be frank, much of what happened in the $15 wage thing, much of what has happened in gay marriage happened outside of government. And in fact, in some ways, in spite of government.
Robbie Bach, he led Microsoft's Xbox game division. His new book is Xbox Revisited, A Game Plan for Corporate and Civic Renewal. Bach spoke to Ross Reynolds.